Title: Significant Changes to State SECA Filing and Noticing Requirements and Procedures. Content: Two Significant Changes to California Environmental Quality Act, SECA, Noticing and Filing Requirements and Procedures recently took effect. First, on September 23, 2020, Governor Gavin Newsom signed Executive Order N80-20, Order, which conditionally suspends certain requirements for filing, noticing, and posting of SECA documents with county clerk offices. The order provides an alternate means of complying with those requirements during the current pandemic and extends the prior suspension by Executive Order N54-20. 1. It will remain in effect until it is modified or rescinded, or until the COVID-related state of emergency instituted on March 4, 2020 is terminated, whichever occurs sooner. 2. On November 3, 2020, the State Clearinghouse Unit of the California Office of Planning and Research, OPR, discontinued accepting hard copies of SECA documents and notices of determination and exemption. The state SECA guidelines require lead agencies for development projects to post certain environmental documents through OPR as part of the noticing process. OPR will now require most SECA documents and notices be submitted online through the CEQANET database. **. Changes to SECA document submittal procedures to the State Clearinghouse as of November 3, OPR has implemented a new system of online-only submissions for hard copies of most SECA documents, including Notices of Determination, NOD, and Notices of Exemptions, NOE. The state SECA guidelines require lead agencies for development projects to post certain environmental documents through OPR as part of the noticing process. OPR now requires all SECA documents and notices be submitted through the CEQANET database. The CEQANET database submittal platform can be found here, with the user guide available here. Under the revised noticing scheme, applicants and environmental consultants can register with OPR by sending an email request to state.clearinghouse@opr.ca.gov. OPR provides specific submittal requirements based on the environmental document, SECA documents submitted online by 3:30 p.m., and NODs and NOEs submitted by 4 p.m., can be posted the same day. Environmental documents submitted before these cutoff times will post and begin any applicable review or statute of limitations period that day. For determining the start of SECA review periods, the online filing should be referenced to determine the official posting date. Applicants should note that review periods cannot begin on a weekend or holiday. The new OPR online submittal requirements differ depending on the entity completing the submission and the type of SECA document. Specific submittal requirements for all SECA documents can be found here. For example, if the lead agency is submitting directly to OPR, the filing must include the name of the lead agency. If a representative party is filing on behalf of the lead agency, the filing must include the following: A. The representative's name, work email, and phone number. B. The name of the lead agency representative authorizing the consulting firm/consultant and that person's contact information. C. Any information for other individuals needing access to the environmental documents. For a responsible agency, the submittal should include the name of the person submitting on behalf of the responsible agency with their work email. All submissions by environmental consultants or applicants must be approved by the lead agency or responsible agency's representative before the document will be accepted by OPR. The agency representative's contact information will need to be provided with the submission to validate approval. Temporary modifications to SECA public filing, posting and notice requirements. On September 23, 2020, Governor Newsom signed the order extending the temporary modification of SECA filing requirements with local county clerk's offices in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The order continues the conditional suspension of any applicable requirements for public filing, posting, notice, and public access set forth in Public Resources Code Sections 21092.3 and 21152, as well as State SECA Guidelines Sections 15062C2 and C4, 15072D, 15075AD, and E1508 7D, and 15094AD, and E. It provides an alternate means of complying with CICA during the pandemic that will remain in effect until it